Shavuos. Kafei Tishrei, Ha'etach Shemem Beis, October 23rd, 1981, on Friday.
Shabbat Shavuos. Where do you leave off? Tav Gimel on the Dalet at the bottom or Tav Gimel on the Beis on top? What? Bottom Gimel on the Dalet, all right. Omar Ashmur by Yitzhak Roshon on the Konnesses Reveilich. Shame what he did in Kui, and the shame of Hamish. I will feel in the Konnesses Reshe, but he did in Kui in the Holy Age. Isha Nisi in the Holy Age. Kid in the Konnesses Reshe, my the Habe Habe. My the Habe Habe. So why are we discussing it? Or a comma? Ike, but he did in. The Kui no Idne, Kid in the Konnesses Reshe, Isha Nisi the Holy Age. So the Gemara is saying that, in other words, that if there is what is in the Takovua every day, so the time of time is suing is not child, because every day is the same. So the male is Ishim is Yucholim. The Gemara does not discuss the situation that exists today when what is in are not Kovua any day. In other words, there are three situations. One situation is, after Takonis Ezra, that Bodidinim were kvuyim only in Bishenim Hamish. One situation is when Bodidinim came Takonis Ezra, or that Bodidinim were kvuyim every day. And then there is a third situation that Gemara doesn't discuss, when Bodidinim unfortunately are never kvuyim, like today. We don't have any Bodidinim kvuyim. So, in the melee, the same halacha would apply to what Rishini pointed out. Just as Gemara says, in the case where Potidini are kavua everywhere, so there is nothing peculiar about Nisis Gervin. So if he is in the Hoge, the same thing is true. If Potidini are not kavua on any day, so there is nothing peculiar about Yemorvi, except from the point of view of Shogi, but from the point of view of time is truing, so there is no difference between one day and the other. So Ishe Nise is the whole day. But Yemor Esikashe, even Bodhidini Makogua, every day. So still, Hobino Shogdu, so the Torah, my Shogdu, the Tanya, Mishnima Omru, Psulo Nise, Kunimorvi, Shim Hoyolei, Tanya Psulim, Hoyomashkin, Libez. My Shogdu, Hichoshen, Shogdu, the Maximilian. Hoche, Imishum Domash Muli, or less Muli's women in Lamoyachim. Where did the price mention Shogdu? So, this price mention Shogdu. Shimoyo Tan Psulim, Hoyomashkin, then. But he knows now, in the Ram points out, that today, Isha is Mrs. Gholye, for two reasons. First of all, because unfortunately we don't have anybody being queen any day, and then because today every Nisuin has the din of Kidei Shubal Alta, because we combine with the Kedushin and Nisuin. So the Mele, it's not Chayach to say the time is true. Because even if she's an Ishiskeyan, let's say, today, if the Baal will come and he'll say, Pesach Pesuach Matosi. So even if she's an HSK, and Bezin will say she's with Teres Rebbeinu. Because last time we assume that Kedem Gdushi was in so. Even though there is a possibility that even today, she's in so tachat a few minutes after the Chuppah, but that's something unusual. So mainly we do not consider it as Isoki. So today, even by HSK, and if we'll say Pesach Pesuach Matosi, so we assume that she was Mizame before the Kedushin. So she was Teres Rebbeinu. So because of these two reasons, today a Psuo can be Nises anything. Now, how about Friday? So there are some Rishim who say that Friday not. Now, Tesis says, now let's see what Tesis says. Yike Bodidim, Mirolini, the Mikobo can be Nises Vishishi. The Yidon in the Shabbos. The Aton Nia Yim Mitzvah Vishishi. Mishim Dein Bezen Kobui. ויש לי תנס שויים, יוחי ליגבל בשבס בפני שלישו, כמוי בשור ימי שבוע. כמוי בשור ימי שבוע. Now, this thesis says in connection with the case where Bodhidini Makogua every day. Everything. So, Taisa says, but Bishishi not, because ain't gonna be shot. So there, so Taisa says, the Atabiyah Gunisa Bishishi, we should be best in Queen. The Yeshu, it's an exclusion. Your Hiriko Bishabit. If Nishleisha, who might be sure, you may such a word. They are the Shayin Wahirish on Taisa. And they say that Bishabit, he cannot present the sign of Suleim with Nishleisha on Shabbos. So the Mela, that means, according to this Rishayim, in the situation where Bezdi is Kavua every day, so then the Yom HaShishi couldn't get married. But in the situation where Bezdi is not Kavua many days, so then, according to all Rishayim, can get married even on Friday. There is a Shittas Rishayim, but we don't fast like that. I mean, neither the Mechaber nor the Rambam nor any of the Nisikerim. So pass my way. There is a Shittas Rishayim, the Shittas of the Rif, that Mishum Gzeiras B'nei, we'll see it in the Gemara, Dav Zayin. Mishum Gzeiras B'nei, so a woman could not get married on Friday, lest it will lead to Chilul Shabbos. In other words, he gets married on Friday, so the big Sude will be Friday night, so he might, in his absent-mindedness and in his preoccupation with the Sude, so he might be shaking, Chas V'Sholem. Let's say, a Shech in the name, there'll be a Chil Shabbos. But that's the Shita of the Reef, but we don't pass like the Shita. We'll discuss it in the Gemara of Zayin. Anyway, the Yidden Giyua for hundreds of years was all weddings took place on Friday. Dafke, for hundreds of years, the meaning was that weddings took place Dafke on Friday. In other words, they weren't crazy for the Shita of the Reef. For the Shita of the Reef. Alright. So he said, "Voi we pay a kumkel daf in the name of God. Yevan Yisrael shall be kachi for a dovo yo ve'edim tershe sasmo on the best v'ishay ha'oim al achshav kach." But Taisa says all that in regard to the situation that existed in the days of the Rishayim where the best was kavua every day. So in the medieval ages, so when Jews were in the ghetto, but it had its spiritual advantages. So that came in those days. So Bezdi was kavua every day. But today, that unfortunately, Bezdi is not kavua on any day. So in spite of all the notices in the newspapers, this Bezdi and that Bezdi is in session. But today, the real facts are that Bezdi is not kavua on any day. On any day. Unfortunately. So the melee, so it certainly Mutar for Ipsulo to get married on any day, including Friday, without any discussion, except according to the Chite of Zeiro Shemadish Rebenei, but we don't pass like the Chite of Zeiro Shemadish Rebenei. Alright. My shop is Tanya. If the Maram Utsuri is in Lavi, Shemoyo Rekan is Suri, for your master to be there, we did not say there, but we shall be. So, we Moyo Rekan is Suri, Moyo Master to be there. So the price is set. From the point of view of Takone of Tanis Tsurim, so he cannot get married on Monday and on Tuesday and on Thursday and on Friday. But why should a Psulo get married, be able to get married on Sunday? So the same time of Tanis Tsurim is Shayach Rigabi Sunday as it is Shayach Rigabi Wednesday? So that's because of Shavu. Shavu Chachom of Kolet Mis Yisrael. שיודם תראה ביסודה שלישי יום עם אחד בשבת ושני בשבת ושלישי בשבת וביובי קייסר נעלה צידה רשי מה שוב זה יכול להיות שינוי שוב במה שמלוח אם מישהו מדוע מה שמואל וילס לו לויס ונילה מורי אחיד so all right Now, then the Gemara says, "Umisakone veilech noagu de brayt. Umisakone veilech noagu om lichnei bichshlishi velo yichu biyodom chachomim." We come before and uvisheni loik. Now, regard to uvisheni loik, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rebbe. Rashi says the uvisheni loik neis bishvilei sakone. ואין צורך לעקר בשבילות הכל את חכומים, אלו ימחו, ויהיה תריח מיאס Shnei yomim b'tzeichei su. So, uvishei lo yichmeit b'shvilo yitzis hakonim. Vein tzorich la'akeya b'shvilo takonis hakonim. Elo yeim echot. V'yio nadu etzim, there is a reason as to why the psula shouldn't get married on Wednesday. Because of the sakone, so that means because of the sakone, so she can get married, she can get married on Tuesday. So Mimele. So then to be able to prepare an elaborate suda of 2 days preparation, not 3 days. Mashenkin, if she will be allowed to get married on Monday, so then she will not be able to be tereach even 2 days. So Mimele, in other words, there is a takonis chachon that he's not allowed to get married except if he's able to provide a suda, an elaborate suda, of that involves 3 days preparation. But if there is a hardship situation because of takone, so then we are materially dispense with the takone. But because of the hardship situation, but since the hardship situation only prevents him from getting married on Wednesday, so Mimele, we do not allow him to get married on Monday. Because if he gets married on Monday, so he will not be able to prepare 2 days. He'll be able to prepare only 1 day. So in other words, so true, we can dispense with the takonis chachonim of shogeg, but only to the extent that it is necessary because of the hardship. But over and above the necessity that is involved, so we cannot dispense with the takonis of shogeg. There is a very strange Maram Shif, I don't know whether you went over it. The Maram Shif says something that we'll discuss it later, the Maram Shif. All right, anyway. So this is how Rashi explains. Rashi explains the Gemore, the Braise of Shein Lichmit, that it has reference to the case of Sakon. But, Uvishin Lichmit, Spirit Sakon, Sabu, Vishas Sakon, the latter Vishu Sakon is Rachon in Oriental. In other words, to reduce the takone of shogdo 3 days to 2 days, but not more than is necessary. Because of the job of the my enemies, you ain't more than one, also calling, have we been fast way, they shall receive the toleration, shame your lichmi, after the shasta sakone, favor its word, and she walk on the pole, when she needs to be fuche, be machmasainis, favor she is sakone, after the shishi muta lichmi. We machmasainis, favor she is sakone, after the shishi muta lichmi vishay. We need a lichmi, the mules about the nafi. So the Ritzvah agrees with Rashi Pshat, but the Ri has another Pshat in the Brayis. V'nir al-Ri, the Milseh b'Apenavshi, v'l'ayr of Yisakon, u'v'shein el yichmeis, hu abdin b'gimu, el-noka, v'veis, mishu b'voy le'misne v'imachmas enes muta. So according to Ri, has another Pshat. In other words, the Brayis is saying that he has to be Kenes, Dabke, he has to be Neiseis, Absolo, Dabke, Bovi. But not on any other day, except if there is a sakone. But if there is no sakone, so then he's not allowed to be changed, be shady or be shady. So in other words, according to the Rabbi's Pshat, it really repeats the same halacha. It emphasizes the same halacha, that only when there is a sakone, so then he can be changed, be shady. But if there is no hardship situation, so then he cannot be changed, be shady. Alright. ומסקונה ואילך, מנועה גורם ביקרי בשלישי, ומחוביון וחקום ובשלו יחמס, ומחמס אינס, מות, so in other words, so not only בשעס הסקונה, משמח מסקונה, it's מותר to dispense with that הקונה of psalmism of the in other hardship situations, מחמס אינס, the more will explain it, what does it mean? Alright, so Gemara starts explaining. My sakon. What does it mean? What does the price mean when it says Misakone Veilei? Noag. Hom lichli fishli shiva lemich biyom chachon. My sakon. Ilei medam lefsulan yisli movi kehorei. So, there was a gzere of the Malchus. I mean, all these zeras took place in the time of the Yevonim. So there was There was a gzeir of the Malchus that if it's Sulo is Mrs. Mimavi, so then she has to get killed. In other words, why should they issue such a decree? Because they aim at being Ikea the Das Yisrael, the Yivonim. So the mayor. So then it is Mutea. So why does what the price say? In other words, the Chachomim didn't mind if somebody bishas sakone when there was such a gzeire that any psulo that gets married on Wednesday has to get killed. So the Chachomim didn't mind, did not object towards getting married on Tuesday. In other words, and they didn't mind even if she got married on Wednesday. How could a Chachomim tolerate such a situation to expose the Nishei Yisroel to being killed? Ligam the Nikre. Now, what does Rashi say? Nikre Noad. Bitio. Sakon is Nefoshet. Viat Amret Noad Ulichnis Vim Shlishi. Avon Mekia Vivi Ligam Reloyokru. Nikre Vizaknu Lohem. Yomim Achir. So Rashi emphasizes that the Gemara's kashya is not nikre. Let's dispense with the whole takonet. It's a question of takonet nefoshes. So let's forget about all takonet. After all, because nefesh is there for the takonet, is there for all the rises. So the takonet, it couldn't be there for takonet chachomim. But Rashi doesn't explain the Gemara that way. Nekre. But in that way, let's dispense with the whole takonet and forget about the takonet because of takonet of Hashem. But Rashi explains that nekre v'yisaknu lehem yom machir. Why v'yisaknu lehem yom machir? Why not nekre? Because of pikuach nefesh. So let's forget about the whole takonet. So Rishini discusses. Rishini Kubetzes discusses it in great way. In other words, it's not so pashut. Assuming that the Xeras Amalchus was Psula Hanises Limovi Tehom. So what was the Kabbalah? Just to be Kedas Yisrael. Why should they object towards a Psula getting married? What? How does it affect them? The answer is it's Lahachis. To be Kedas Yisrael. Now the Aloch is Bishat Hashmat. So that's Bishat Hashmat. So the Gemara says that Bishat Hashmat. So even Halkes and Nisane, where it's a question how to tie the shoes, I mean whether with black shoelaces or red shoelaces. So according to Rashi, so the minig Israel was one kind of shoelaces. So it was a minig tzlius of Israel, and the Hobin had another minig red shoelaces. So there is a theme of misrepresentation. So how can the Gemara say, Nekre, let's forget about the Takone? It's Shasashmat. If that is the Kavone of the Malchus, to be Eichi of the Das Yisroel, so then there is a chiyuv to be misonevesh. But of course, I mean, if any couple will ask Besdin, so then Besdin will advise them not to get married, to postpone the marriage. I mean, or to get married on another day, but there is a chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh. The chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh. Yes.
Suppose there is
such a chiras amalkus that Psula Hanisim Limovi Tehom. So then there is a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. But Kiddush Hashem means to show the goyim that they cannot intimidate us. But suppose they can manipulate, they will get married on another day, but the Malchus, the Chovim will think that she didn't get married. Then it's Muta. That's what I meant when I said, Besdin will have to show and not advise the Bnei Yisrael, get killed. There is a chiyuv of Miseras Nefesh, but if he can avoid getting killed, so by all means, you have to avoid getting killed. Either Besdin will say, if there is no way
you know, of getting married on another day, on another day, in such a way that the Goyim will not find out. So then, Bezin will tell them, don't get married. Stay unmarried for a year, for 2 years, for 10 years, for 20 years. Nothing at all. Oh, and if Bezin can advise them, let's say, to get married on another day secretly, and the Goyim will not even know. So, and of course, Bezin will advise.
What is it? Rabbi Akiva should
have not
brought forward.
All right, so the Ram says, let's not go into that now. We haven't reached getting here yet. So the Ram says, if you go to Ador, has a right to daft to do it in order to arouse the Mesiras Nefesh feeling in Klal Yisrael. But that's only for God Lador, not for an ordinary Jew. You see, but Gemara says, so that's why Rashi explains it. Nekru Yisakru Yom Achilin. Not that the Gemara's Kashi is in such a Gemara's Amalkus, so the Jews should forget about it. No, there is a meaning of Arkas in the Mesame. But the Chiyuk of Mesiras Nefesh is incumbent upon each and every Jew and Jewess to be Mesiras Nefesh themselves, even for Arkas in the Mesame. But as far as the Chachomim are concerned, so the Chachomim can change the Takonim, and the Chachomim can convene and be Mesake. There is a Gzeiras HaMalchus that any woman, any psula who gets married on Wednesday should get killed. So the Chachomim can convene, and the Chachomim can say, that they can be Mesake another day. It can be Misak in another day. Alright. So this is how Rashi explains. Nakhu Misakhu Yom Nachim. Omar Rabbe, the Amret Shua Anisi Bilnevi, the Boyle Head Minchim. Not that the Xeira Samalkus was Shua Anisi Bilnevi, is the Hoy. But Shua Anisi Bilnevi, the Boyle Head Minchim. And that again, that was done by Nivoni. So that's the sakone. So melee, the sakone is because it's the boy like with chilus. The boy's kashi is why does the price call it sakone? In other words, the boy like with chilus. In other words, and the malchus wouldn't punish the headman. So every headman was able to wait a psula hamis is being of him. So melee, So Gemara is asking, why did the price say Mishma Sakones? It wasn't a question of Sakone, it was a question of saving themselves from being forced into Zluz, but not Sakone. So, Hai Sakone, Enesu? So the answer is, Mishum Yike Tznueis, the Masan of Shai Lichton. The Masan of Shai Lichton. In other words, as a matter of fact, if the Malchus gave a license to every headman to rape a Jewish woman, so he didn't have to kill her. But many times they were tznuyes who fought back the headman when they tried to force them. So they tried to fight back. So many times the headman, in anger against the woman who presented an opposition to being raped, so he killed her. So in other words, so many times he told the Jewish woman, if you fight back, I'll kill you. So there were Tznuyes who fought back in spite of the fact that they exposed themselves to the possibility of being killed. So that's why he says it's a Konevei. Alright. Haisa Tzumore Zekashe, Haisa Konevei Inesu. Now here we have a big machlokes. And this is the most difficult part of the whole sugya. What's the Gemara's kasha? Haisa konei isu. So many rishonim, and I went through the whole shidduch basis of all the rishonim, it seems that most rishonim are chilek of this pshat. Most rishonim doesn't work at all, and I think Rashi also. I mean, they explain haisa konei ein isu. Why? Because since I mean Gemara's kasha. The Midrash was only short. The Midrash is short because since if Bezdin will tell the Bnei Yisrael that when the headman comes over to them and he says to them, now if you fight back, if you put up in a position that I'll kill you, so then They are not mechuyev to the misanefesh himself, even though arayes is one of the averes, but it's the oil on the aver. But since, so that has to do with the sugi in Sanhedrin. Since the Yishe is Kakeilo, so many Rishayim say, not all Rishayim, many Rishayim say that when we say that by Arayas it's Yehoi by Yaveh, only the Arayas by the Baal, by the men, but the Arayas by the woman, we don't say Yehoi by Yaveh. Why don't we say Yehoi by Yaveh vis-a-vis the woman? Because how do we know that Arayas, because Nefesh is not the Arayas? It's a Hekesh to Ritzich. Because Kashayoku Mishal Rei, Utsoche Kina Dolorate. So there is a Hekesh between Arayas and Shechazom. And by Shechazomi, so, and Shechazomi, it's Yehoi by Yaveh. How do we know that by Shechazomi, it's Yehoi by Yaveh? Because it is Shmonen, my Chodis. I mean, if Yaakov says to Ruvei, you kill Shimon. If you don't kill Shimon, then I'll kill you. So then he has to let himself be killed, and not kill Shimon. Why? It's Shmonen Pshuta. Because my Chodis, the Domach Sumek Shvei, that Domach Chavoch, how do you know that your blood is more red? Maybe your neighbor's, your friend's blood is more red. That doesn't mean as some, as one wrote in the Torah journal, someone wrote, I mean, everything is possible. And so one wrote that if somebody, let's say, is a crazy, he suffers, let's say, from leukemia or something else, and he's a crazy, I mean, he's afflicted with an incurable disease. And the doctor says there is no cure for it. His days are numbered. Now, suppose an animal says, you kill this crazy who suffers from terminal cancer, from leukemia, and because, so, in, otherwise I kill you. So, of course, it's a small pshuk, it's a portion that it's your way out. Treated there is a tour of Mise, but it's a Yachinis. And the oil yaveh does not depend upon the chiyuv nisah, whether there is a chiyuv nisah or there is no chiyuv nisah. Now let's say it's kofzer with yarim, so there is no chiyuv nisah. No, so because of that, if somebody is forced to be kefis, another person with yarim, so the yarim will devour him up, so he will not have to be nisah. Everything so, of course he will have to be nisah everything so. But that's an expression. He says, how do you know that your blood? That your blood is redder, maybe your neighbor's blood is redder. So it's not because of the red corpuscles in the blood system. Even if he doesn't have any red corpuscles, if he's such a traitor, he's so sick that he doesn't have the red corpuscles in the blood system. So he's still the same Ritzayach, even though he'll be part of Mrs. Besen, but the Ritzayach will be. But that's an expression. It means, in other words, that all men are equal. That's what it means. My husband, the Dome, the Doha Sumikvei, the Umar Dome, the Havra Sumikvei. That means that the two Nefoshes Ashkol, in other words, that all men are equal, all people are equal. So, in any way, it's not shy to say that because of his Pikach Nefesh, he should be allowed to kill another person. So, it's his Pikach Nefesh. What difference does it make? This Pikach Nefesh, that Pikach Nefesh. So, regardless of the Chazomi, it's a Svora Pshutom, that is Yehoi by Yaveh. And since there is a Hekes between Arayas and Chazomi, so Memele, Ashiyoku Mishal Reyu, Utsoche Kina Dobar Azeh, so Memele, by Arayas, it's also Yehoi by Yaveh. So Tesis says in Sanhedrin, and that's the Shite of most Bala Tesis except Chabonetam, that by Arayas, so when we say by Arayas is Yehoi by Yaveh, or only the Arayas of the Ish, but Arayas of the Ish or not, of the rebellious now. Why? Because the whole business why by Arayas is Yehoi by Yaveh, it's a Hekesh, it's Yahu Fuse, from Ritzichel like Shechazomim, and by Shechazomim, why is it Yehoi by Yaveh? Because of my Chozis. So when is a child to say my Chozis, if the Akum says to Ruben, you kill Shimon, if you don't kill Shimon, I kill you. So then the child to say my Chozis. But suppose, the Akum says to Ruben, now, you are a very heavy person, and here there is a teenager lying on the bed. I'm going to pick you up and throw you on the teenager, and that will kill the teenager. And if you put up a fight, if you don't let yourself be picked up and to be thrown upon the teenager, then we'll kill you. So in such a case, Ruben is not chayav to put out the fire, because there he can say, see, the shevel paisim, he doesn't do anything. He's like a stone. He's completely passive, but he doesn't put out the fire. Yaakov told him, if you put out the fire, so there he'll kill it. But if he remains passive, he doesn't do anything, so lets himself be carried like a stone upon the teenage, then, so Yaakov will kill the teenage. So in such a case, we say, my heart is that way. Why should he have to put out the fire in order to save the life of the teenage? How do we know that the blood of the teenage is better than his blood? Maybe his blood is better than the blood of the teenage. It's a reach, it's an expression. I mean, his nefesh is as shocking, is as precious as the nefesh of the teenage. So in other words, that means that by Ritzich, if he is a he is not in the for the mission of the. So anyway, since Arayas is hukash to Ritzich, and by Ritzich there is no din of Yoim or Yahweh, when the person is the Shevel Taise, so by Arayas, when the person is the Shevel Taise, there is no Yahweh either. Who is the Shevel Taise by Arayas? The Ish. The Ish is the Kumbaseh, but the Ish, the Nevelas, is the Shevel Taise. Now, the Chayim in the Sefer, Esri Kasha, again says, what kind of Arayas? He says, we is hukash, Arayas to Ritzich, and by Ritzich, Yaakov says to Ruben. Yaakov says to Ruben. Yaakov says to Ruben I'm going to pick you up and throw you on the team. And if you don't let me, if you put up a fight, so then I'll kill you. So he's not mechuyev to miss on everything himself, since he doesn't do anything, because since he's Shevel Taise, so maybe we can say, my chos is the other direction. So maybe by Arayis also. So he says, what kind of Arayis? By Arayis, so the halacha is that v'nichrisu ha'nefoshes oasis. So even though the Baal does a maise, and the Ishe does not do a maise, but they are both guilty of the same avera. So it's the same avera. Masheikin by Ritziche, if an Akum takes Ruvain and throws it on the Tinnik, so who does the Ritziche? Ruvain? Ruvain is only a stone. If somebody takes a stone and throws him on the person and kills the person, so who commits the Ritziche? The stone or the person who throws the stone? Of course the person who throws the stone. So what difference does it make what kind of a stone it is? Whether it's an animate stone or an inanimate stone? So one second. So we should say, so how can we compare it? How can we draw an analogy between Arayas and Ritzich? Two cases, Arayas to Ritzich. But by Ritzich, the reason as to why he's not the chayav to be misanevish himself is because there is no Ritzich. But Shaiti Barayas, there is the Yisra Barayas. So how can we make a hecht? I once said before my father became a boy that it doesn't seem to be such a strong kasha against this, the Prime's kasha. Because the Rambam says that if anyone kills a human being through Ikrome, so he's a Ritzayah. He's able to talk and he's high visibly Shamayu, but he is not high visibly Olam, but a Ritzayah is. Now, I mentioned before, if, let's say, a person will, if a person will be forced to be kafis as chaveru lifnei ari, otherwise he'll be killed by Yamas. So then, it's still Yom Bo Yavir, because the deen of Yom Bo Yavir does not depend upon Chiyuv Nisei. It depends upon the Yisrael Tzircha, not upon the Chiyuv Nisei. So, by Kone, there is also a deen of Yom Bo Yavir. So, true indeed, if someone will take another person, when, let's say, Ruben, doesn't make any difference whether an Akum will take Ruben, or Ruben will pick up Shimon and will throw it, anything. And let's say Shimon does not have to lose his life in order to fight back. He can easily fight back, not let himself be thrown upon him. He will not be hired as his best because he's only stone. But the Gone will be. Eritzeach will be. Because he left himself to use his stone. All right, a stone. A stone is not a voluntary agent, I mean. But a human being, if a human being lets himself be used as a stone, so he's also a Eritzeach. Not a Eritzeach is dying, but a Eritzeach becoming. Because after all, it's true. The stone constituted by him that Philip was killed. So Mele, a Gomel, if there hadn't been any anus, so then he would be a Eritzeach, even though he's a stone. So, but he's not the Chuyus in Nisa Nefesh himself, because he'll be either the Nisa of the Siyatoch, Bishel of Isa, let's say if he's not Chuyus. So, Ruben will say to Shimon, you want to have fun? I'll pick you up, and I'll throw you on the finish, I'll kill him. We'll have fun together. And he's not forcing him. He's not forcing him that if he doesn't do it, if he puts up the fight. Just, he wants, you know, Ruben wants Shimon to join the fun together. And Shimon will not put up in a position. Shimon will also be a Eritzeach. He'll not be hired as his best. He'll be hired as his Shemai. Be hired as his Shemai. Because he allowed himself to be used as a stone in killing the Tinnit. Some Emmanuel, you can understand, takes his love this. My father liked it very much. So this. So Emmanuel, we can understand, takes his love this. It's why Taisa says. As the white answer says that vis-a-vis the Isha, we do not say Yor Yahweh. Why? Because how do we know that it's Yor Yahweh Barais because of the Hekistoritzich? How do we know that Baritzich is Yor Yahweh because of the Torah Machot? But in the case where the person who kills so is Ishabal Kaise, then we don't say Yor Machot because we say Machot the other way. So the Meile Barayas, where the person who does the Abir of Barayas is Shemal Taise, so then we don't say Yehoi Moyam. So now, the question is, here Gemara says, V'lidrish Lehudei Neshore, let Beis Din declare to them that Enes is Muter. Now, what does it mean, the Neshore? Even on this, so they are two pshat. From Tesis it's mashma that the Pshat Yulifrish Rudein is showing is that the human does not have to let herself be killed in order to avoid being forced into rape. So that's what this is how Tesis explains. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, we do it for the Nishore, the Nivellus Deine say the Neseret al Bible. He doesn't say, in other words, the Yiddish for the Nishore, let the Chachomim tell all the Jewish women that when the headman forces her and he tells her if she fights back, then he'll kill her, so she doesn't have to fight back. That's not the way Rashi explains. One second, let me explain the Gemara. That's not the way Rashi explains the Gemara. But the way Rashi explains the Gemara is that in other words, let the Chachomim, let Beis Din make a declaration to all the Jewish women that in case they are forced, so then they are still mutaris to name the husband. Why? Because many Jewish women sincerely believe that even when a woman is raped, she's a soul one. They didn't know, they were ignorant of that halacha, that the Nishis Yisroel, which is in Sobeinus, is Mitzvah of Bible. So, Rashi emphasizes the Yiddish Odeh Shore, the Nivellus Beinus and the Neseres al Bible, the Alfino Mikamu Tzendalot, Nevi'il and Yitriso, the Reims and Lashon Yitzim. Most of them, first of all, Tzvehs, and most of them, they explain the Yiddish Odeh Shore, not let Beis Din declare to the women that when they are raped, so they are still mutaris to the husband. But reason is shown that it's Yadim al Yoy. Because you see cases in the Kashi. Vim Temer Abdim and Fils and Seyel Amire. Alkol Abdim is Yadim al Yoy. Chutzim Abdim is Chodim Zikul Arayim is Shlech Zomim. If cases had explained the Gemore of the Dimension is shown the way Rashi does, then cases Kashi is no Kashi. Then cases Kashi is no Kashi. So we see the cases didn't explain the Gemara, the leader Shudeine Shoreh, in the sense, let Besdin, let the Chachomim, the contemporary Chachomim, the Chachomim of Eise Ador, so enlighten all the Jewish women that cases didn't explain like Rashi. That let the Chachomim enlighten, inform the Jewish women that when they are raped, they are notorious to their husbands. But the Rishon LeShoreh, according to Tosfos, is let the Chachomim declare to the Jewish women that it's Yaver Al Yorei. So he says the Kashe, why is it Yaver Al Yorei? It's Yorei Lo Yaver, Arayas. So he gives the Teret. So Rabbi Tam's Teret is that it's a shish. That is Mizamel with an Akum, so there is no Yorei Lo Yaver. And the other Shite is that there is no Yorei Lo Yaver, these are the results. But if Tosfos, but Tosfos is assuming that the Gemara is saying the Rishon LeShoreh, that the Chachamim should declare to the Jewish women that when the headman will force them under the threat of being killed, so it's Yavar Al Yorei. It's Yavar Al Yorei. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Now, why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? Is it because maybe Rashi Shite is to the contrary? Maybe Rashi Shite is to the contrary? There is such a thing as a change. That it's Yorei Lo Yaver, even vis-a-vis the rebels. It's Yorei Lo Yaver, there is such a shit. There is one Loshi in the Bala Moya. Where is the Mokir that the Rebellus is not Mechuyeres to the Rishon Nefesh itself for our eyes? There's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. What the Gemara says that Al Shor Abeiros, it's Yaver Val Yorei. It's Yaver Val Yorei. So that's only Bitzine. Bifar Hesye. So Bishor Abeiros, because of Kiddush Hashem, is Mechuyev to the Rishon Nefesh. So then the Gemara says, Kashe, Bo Esther Fares Yaver. So then there are two Terutzim. That's what we're going to do tomorrow. Gemara says, "We can learn from the Alei and Beis." Gemara says, "Ki osa rabbi." Omer Rabbi Yechon, "Afilu shaloi b'shat zeras malchus." Even though there is no zeras hashmad, lo yomu el b'tzine, avo b'fahesi, afilu mitzvo kalo yar lo yar. Yoi lo yar. Mai mitzvo kalo? Omer Rabbi Abarav Yitzro, Omer Rab, afilu mishli al kesedim san. V'chamo b'fahesi, Omer Rabbi Yakov, Omer Rabbi Yechon, b'fahesi tkus masor miyot. Alright. Then the Gemara says, the Kashi, Bo Esther Fares Yahweh, Omar Abaye Esther Kat Yahilom Yisro, Robo Omar Hanoetatz Monsharan. Now, so, two Terutzim. So there is a machloket b'sheni. Some b'sheni say that there is a machloket between Abai and Rabbi. Only Abai says Esther Kakei Romanso. So that's the reason as to why Esther did not have to be Mishamekish herself. But Rabbi, he is really kind of the whole thing of Kakei Romanso. And according to Rabbi, so even if there is one Kakei Romanso, so there is still a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And but the reason is why Esther was not Mishamekish herself is because Ahasuerush was not Mishavim La'Avir. It was Mishavim La'Avir Sa'atzim, so there is no deal of Kiddush Hashem if it's Mishavim. But if Ahasuerush, instead of being Mishavim La'Avir Sa'atzim, would be Mishavim La'Avir Esther, then Esther would be Mechuyevet to be Mishavim. According to the Rishayim, there is a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi, so Rabbi is chilek on the whole thing of Esther Kakei Romanso. So the only reason is why Esther did not have to be Mishamekish herself is because Yehaneh Satan Shaneh. But otherwise, she would have to be Mishamekish herself. She would have to be Mishamekish herself. And even though she was a Kakei. So then, that means according to these Rishayim, so even vis-à-vis the Nivellis, there is Aloha of Mishiras Nefesh. There is Aloha of Mishiras Nefesh. And the Gemore only has the Kashi, for Esther Paresi Ave, because this Gemore does not, so the Balamoya mentions such a Shiras Rishayim, even though that's not his Shiras. But the Balamoya mentions such a Shiras Rishayim, that our Gemore, that says, for Esther Paresi Ave, does not agree with the Gemore in the Gilead that this war because of Abadity or Bodity. That means that Esther was married to Mordechai. So our Gemore, when our Gemore only asks, for Esther Parhesi Ave, when the Gemore only asks Esther Parhesi Ave, and our Gemore, so the Gemore is not asking from the point of view of Arias, but the Gemore is only asking from the point of view of Parhesi, that I'm sure of it. Why not on the basis of Arias, Esther should be Mechuyevet to Mishamekish herself, because our Gemara holds that Esther was a Pnuyeh, she was not married to Mordechai. Yeah, I mean, our Gemara is Chirikam, the Gemara in Megillah, Kasher Abadity or Abadity. So, So the male, she was a Pnuye. She was a Pnuye. So the Nisya of Akum Abo, our Israelis, that's like Shoravirus, that's not the highest. But some male, the Gemara gives the Teres, Kakeilom, or Anwes Akum Shame, Mashinki, Barayas. Mashinki, Barayas. So then there is no heter of Kakeilom, and there is no heter of Anwes Akumon, and then Rabutam Shike is also like that. The thing so far as the thing of Yoy Vayavu is concerned, so it applies equally to the Baal and to the Nidah. And the reason as to why the Gemara has the Kashi Vesta Paresia only on the basis of Shoravere, because of Akum Abba Bas Yisroel, but not on the basis of Arayas, because Rabutam Shite is that even in Shishish, Rabutam says that our Gemara agrees with the Gemara in the Gilead after 12, Kashi Ovani Teovaliti, that Esther was married to Mordechai, she was in Shishish. But be a Takum, it could be a Behemoth, so it's Mufke of the Yisrael of Arayas. That's Rabutam Shite we'll discuss it. But that's Rabutam Shite. So the Mele, but it involves Shoravere. So the Gemara Teres is either that Esther Kakeilom Meisor, so that's the Teres according to Abaye on the Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh and Tachkilish Hashem, but that's no Teres, that's no excuse of the Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh on the basis of Arayas, it's the Oyvon Yavet. Oh, Rabbi says, I'm a Tatushan, Mashein Kei, if an Anos Yisroel would force an Ishish, not an Anos Akon, an Anos Yisroel would force and the Jishis, and they'll tell the Jishis, if you fight back, then I'll kill you, then she's not going to have the time. She's not here to fight them. So it's not such a double portion. That these are being developed. So there is no thing of Yahweh out there. But most Jishis have the Shikha, that these are being developed. So there is a halacha of Yahweh out there. In other words, there is no aloha of Yod Yavet. As a matter of fact, there are two Yosoi in the Gemara, Sanhedrin. Because the Rosh Hashanah Gemara Sanhedrin is like this. The find out them now. You are right, you should come to the Rebbe. You can't get rid of it. Because you come to the Yod Tzorchi Nefesh, in other words, the Gemara will not be able to see the Ato, how is the Bodolam in the Tzolomit? What is the Tzorchi Nefesh? מה נער אמרות נפלטו לנפשי, אפריטי נפלטו לנפשי, רק נער אמרות הוא רצח. מה רצח? יהורי תביעו יעבי, אף נער אמרות הוא, תהי הורי, תביעו תאו, תהי הורי. So the girls in our text is, תהי הורי. But there is another girl. אף נער אמרות הוא, יהי הורי, תביעו יעבי. Not תהי הורי, תביעו תאו. But if we are there, so that means that by Nara Moroso, there is also anything of Yod Yavet, so it's not such a double portion. It's going into Yosoyes in the Gemara. I mean, there are some Rishayim who accept the Yosef of Tehore Yavet. Some Rishayim say that the right Yosef is of Nara Moroso Yahari. Yehorin Kval Yahweh. In some Rishayim, except the Yilse of Tehorin Kval Yahweh, and they still hold that vis-a-vis the Nivelles, ordinarily, there is no din of Mesiras Nefesh because Kakeilom. So how do they explain the Yilse of Tehorin Kval Yahweh? So they apply it to a case where the Amos tells the Isha, now listen, the Amos tells the Isha, Israelis and Ishish, that she should force a man to be bought for her. She forced. If not, they'll kill her. So in such a case, it's a very strange shot. So, a strange situation, I mean. So because of that, because the question is, how can it be visualized in Ishish or that? So how can a woman force a man to be bought for her? But anyway, there are some Rishayim who explain this verse that way, but that's a very difficult and strange pshat. So usually the Rishayim who accept the verse of Tehorei Vautaveh, they hold that the din of Yahweh Yahweh applies to the Nivelles just as it applies to them. So it's a question of two Yosoyim. So, but the question is, why doesn't Rashi explain? Why doesn't Rashi explain the legal Shulim Shoreh the way most Christians explain the legal Shulim Shoreh? In other words, let the Chachamim declare to the Jewish women that if the headman will force her under the threat of death, it's Yahweh Valdor. Why doesn't Rashi? So you could say that Rashi agrees with the Shulim Shoreh that it's Yahweh, that it's the Hore Valdor. But it's not much more that way. The death is Rashi. So Rashi Shita currently seems to be in other places, seems to agree to accord with the Shita of Rishayim, the Shita of most Rishayim, that the right book, that vis-a-vis the Nivelles, there is no din of your Yoyada. So Rashi could have explained the Gemore, the Vilishin Shore, the way most Rishayim explain it. Vilishin Shore, let the Chachamim declare to the women that it's Yavar Oyori. Why is Rashi forced to explain to more of the Jewish for the Inish Yore that the developers the Inish in the Sefer Bible? So I think that another pshat is possible in Rashi. Another pshat is possible in Rashi. That Rashi Shitti is, now there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the other Shitti. Let's say, suppose an Anos tells a Jew, you be the Chal Shabbos, it's not a kill. And it's not the Parashi, it's not Mishar Lavira, it's Mishar Lavira's action. He wants the work done by the Jew. So then it's Yavar Oyori. The whole thing, it's Gemara and Parashi. Suppose the Jew is in a very high Madrege, he's ready to do the Parashi himself. Is he allowed to do it? The Rambam says he's not in that order. If an Akhud forces the Jew to be Mishar Shabbos, it's not a kill. And even though the Jew is willing to miss an effort himself, he has the Gemur, and he's ready to miss an effort himself of Din Shashem. So the Rambam says that he is Mishai Rinach. Adar Shem Lachem, and the Rambam, and he says that Tobel of War, if he's in that Madrega, and he's willing to miss an effort himself, he is Mikai a big mystery of Din Shashem. All the Rishim will agree, if the Chayle will decide, let's say, to be miss an effort himself, not to eat out, he's very sick in the hospital, and Dr. Stone, he has to eat out, and he says he refuses, he wants to die. So then, all the machines agree, the answer, the round of the bush, all the machines agree, such a case, there is no king Hashem, what kind of king Hashem is it? Just because he dies when the Torah says, the high way of Jehovah. But when the hammer falls, so then he demonstrates, in the presence of all the goyim, that the Jews cannot be forced to be in the Rav. So then, many of the Shayim are here. And according to the Rambam, even in such a case, he is not allowed to be in Israel. But most Shayim say that if Mamshora is the Akum forces him, and it's Mishavah no Zatzimel. So if the Jew is willing to misnevish himself, Tomer of War, it's his special Madrega, Tomer of War. So maybe the reason is why Rashi doesn't explain the Midrash Mudein Shor in the sense, let the Chachamim declare to the Jewish women that they don't have to be misleading themselves. It's Yavar Oyori, B'Yori, and he explains the reason in Shor, let the Chachamim declare to them that if they are late, they don't have to worry. They'll still be allowed to remain with their husband, because maybe Rashi Shiti is like the Rishayim in Wachilik and Rambam, that even when there is no Chilu of Mitzvah Nefesh. So, but still, if he wants to be Mitzvah Nefesh, he can't be Mitzvah Kitz Hashem. So if it applies to Chilu Shabbos, it applies, why shouldn't it apply to Arayis, where she's Kakeyom? So, Arayis is Kakeyom, so it's like Chilu Shabbos. But it's not more than Chilu Shabbos. So if we got a Chilu Shabbos, there is a Heter to be Mitzvah Nefesh. So certainly, we got the highest worship in Kakeyom. I think that even according to the Rambam, that where it's Yavar Oyori, let's say Chil Shabbos, so if it's Merak Velo Yovar, it's Mabidat Vodas, it's Mabidat Vodas, so that's only we got the Adelis like Chil Shabbos, that Pekuach Nefesh is not the Yichel Oti. Mashiach, I'm not sure, but it's possible. Mashiach, we got the Arayis, where the Avera is such an Avera that Pikoach Nefesh doesn't apply to it. But there is Aloche, that is in Sheva Otaisi. So then Pikoach Nefesh is the Yichel, but since the same Avera becomes Vasei, there is a Chiyum of Yod, the Avera, so perhaps Even the Rambam will be made that these are hidden merits, assuming that the Rambam Shitti is. And there is confusion on that point too, because we don't know what the Rambam Shitti is vis-a-vis the merits. There is whether the Din of Yod or other applies or not. But assuming that the Rambam Shitti is like most Rishonim, like the most of our cases, that vis-a-vis the merits, when Nishe is a Karka Elo, so there is no Din of Yod or other, the Rambam Shitti is like that. But maybe the Rambam will be made it, that in such a case, there is a only Rabbi Chaim Shabbos, where the Kach Nefesh is Deichah the Avein of Chaim Shabbos. But if it's an Avein of the Kach Nefesh, it's not Deichah. But it's only Deichah because she doesn't do any Maiseh. Maybe she has Eder. But anyway, the Rishayim who say that even Rabbi Chaim Shabbos, she won't be kind of Mitzvah if he doesn't let himself be forced into Chil Shabbos, and he prefers to let himself be killed, so he kind of hits up Chil Shashem. So certainly, if the woman, and the Shishish, has the worry of letting herself be killed, I mean, we have to say that, because otherwise, so the Gemara of Dalit, meaning the Modim, the Yerodim, will be Kashe against the Rambam Shite. If we are going to say that the Rambam Shite is that it's also to the Mitzvah Nefesh himself. Even on Arayus, where the Aloch is Yavav al Yorek, how about the Dalit Benin Yerodim Yerodes, where the Baskol said, I mean, that they did a tremendous mitzvah. So, that's very tough. But certainly, according to the Rishayim, who say that on every Aveir, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, if he lets himself be killed. So the Meir Rashi couldn't explain the more the Libresh Luhudei Mishore in the sense that the Chachamim should make a declaration to all the Jewish women that if the headman threatens to kill her, so is Yadav Al Yorek. Why should the Chachamim tell the Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? So Rashi says the Libresh Luhudei Mishore, because in Shin Kubetes points out, and it's Mucha from Rashi, the Tznuis were Mishanefesh themselves, so they didn't Mishanefesh themselves because of Kiddush. That wasn't their motivation. Their motivation was because they were ignorant. They thought, they were Tznuis who thought that once a woman, a married woman is raped, she's actually balanced. They didn't know that Loche. They didn't know Loche. And they decided to let themselves be killed rather than to remain also on the other. So the motivation was not the real, the problem, it wasn't the ideal motivation. It was an emotional motivation. So this is why the Gemara had the kasha. The reason is Rishon, not let the Chachamim declare to all the Jewish women, they don't have to be Mishanefesh themselves. If a certain woman, he has the courage to be Mishanefesh himself, and kind of Mishanefesh Hashem, even though she's not Mechayeret, why should the Chachamim tell them not to be the guy in Israel Kiddush Hashem? Did the Chachamim advise Rabbi Akiva, Lo Gashon Aru Yimalkus, they should not do this heroic act? So why should they advise the Jewish women not to do this Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem? But the Tznuis, who were Mishanefesh themselves, so they didn't Mishanefesh themselves with the ideal motivation, because they were ignorant and they thought that they, if they will not fight back and they will be raped, so the husbands will have to divorce them. So they prefer to let themselves be killed rather than to become a sort of wife. So it wasn't the ideal motivation. So the more the kashe, the rigorous rule, the ain't sure, the nivellous vainness in the service of Bible, the alfino becomes the valid, mizhiu and ikbiso, the lulimsere, napshe. So, Gemara says, "Hai sakon eimesu." So Gemara says, "So Mishum diket tznuyeh because of nashim etzoreh." So why was the tznuyeh mis nashim etzoreh? Not because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but because out of ignorance they thought there would be asur al baal. So Gemara says, "The mitzvah is shoreh." So then they will not be made an effort themselves with that motivation. And if they are willing to make an effort themselves with the ideal motivation, talk about it tomorrow. But the Chachamim should inform them and straighten them out. They shouldn't be misleading themselves for the wrong reason. So the Gemara says, the legal should be short. So the Gemara now. And from Rashi, it's much more than Shem Kibetis also says that according to Rashi, the Kashi of the Gemara is the legal should be in short. So once the Chachom will inform all the women that the Ishis is foil, Shenenso, is Mutara for Bible, so then they will not be misrepresented themselves. So then, why does the price call it Sakone? Let the price call it Mishmeyes, not Mishim Sakone. That's the Kashi of the Gemara. So the Gemara Stelet is, Ike Putet, the economic time. What do you mean Ike Putet? Ike Putet, the Ike Kiyo Lord, after the Rossi, the Nesoret al Balea, the Nesoret al Balea. So, because of that, so the Chachonim couldn't make a declaration to all the Jewish women that there is Jesus Israel, is Mutara for Bible. Because if the Chachamim will make that declaration, so then the Putes, those who marry Jewish, those women who are naturally lax and not conscientious in their observance, in Sneas, so once they're here, if a woman is raped, she's Mutaras Revival, so then a few Jewish women will be Yechshul and they'll become, they will be examined, the Hotzin, and then they'll tell the husband, it was forced, what could I do? And in a rabbi, you find Putes of that level too, I mean, of such a low level. I mean, in Klal Yisrael, you find everybody. So, even in the days of Chazal, so you found such women. So, because of that, so the Chachomim cannot declare, make an open declaration that the Shishish and Enso is without the Bible. Because that might be marshal, that might invite the Putins to be designed the Rotten. So Kinsha says the Kashi against this job. So Mishum Putins, Naniach Laharin Kesakui. But it's not such a difficult Kashi. If we are going to say like the Rambam Shike, that when there is our, I say that there is a possibility that even the Rambam will agree that these are hidden valleys where it's not been of Arayas, but there is no din of Yoyim or Yavim, because Kata Elon, but maybe even the Rambam will agree that there is a headlock in this one. I said there is a possibility, but let's say not. But the Rishayim who say that one is allowed to be misrepresented himself on Shul Shabbos and all Avira Shabbatero to be Kaddish Hashem, so certainly vis-a-vis the Yisra Arayos, even in respect to the Nivellus, she certainly has had that. Assuming that she is it's Yad about the Hoy, but she has had that. So if we are going to say that she is not even allowed to be misrepresented, so then we can get so this is kasha, then Rashi is a very strong kasha. Mishum Putis Namiya Bahavis as Nuis. But according to the Rishay, that when a person is misanerishing himself, Al Kinish Hashem, even though he's not Yahweh, he's in the highest Madrid, he's the biggest meat. So what kind of a kasha is it? So even though we explain Rashi, that the reason is why Rashi doesn't explain Gemara, the Rifresh Mudein is Shore, in the sense, let the Chachamim declare to all the Noshim that it's Yavo Val Yore, it's Tavo Val Yore. He doesn't explain it that way. Why doesn't he explain it that way? Because if anyone wants to be misanefic himself, if anyone wants to be misanefic himself, why not? Well, the biggest mitzvah, I mean, it'll be Gdeisho, I mean, the highest Madrid, if the Torah is Mafia, it's a big mitzvah. But Rashi explains it in Shore that Nivellus Beinus in the Sefer of Bible. So in other words, because the Tznuins who let themselves be killed, they didn't do it for the right reason. They did it for the wrong reason. But, so still, that's why the boy sees the women who do let themselves be killed. They don't do it without real motivation. They do it for the wrong reason. So, maybe we should tell them, we should straighten them out. So then, if she decides to perform the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem in such a glorious way, in such a heroic way, fine. But otherwise, she will not be misanefesh herself. So the Gemara still, the Gemara says, we should put it. So we cannot say the kashi, we should snue it, namiach v'harim, we should put it, namiach v'harim, it's a snue it, because that's no kashi. Because if according to this regime, it's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, to be misanefesh himself, so even if a person will be misanefesh himself for the wrong reason, he'll still be the kind of mitzvah. Like any other mitzvah that one does shalom lishmo. And suppose somebody puts on tzion, and somebody puts on tzion because he wants to be recognized as a pious Jew. He wants that everybody should consider him as a pious Jew. So it's not the ideal thing, but he's still the kind of mitzvah, he's not the kakasi of one tzion. Even though many Jews are the kind of mitzvahs because of publicity, so because of that, it is not because of publicity. So because of that, they are not the kind of mitzvah. It's not the ideal thing. But Gdeilo mitzvah shalom ishmo. Mitzvah shalom ishmo is also a mitzvah. So the mele, so if the tzuis, if the hachomim will refrain from making the declaration that that the eshishisha mitzvah is mitzvah for Bible, in order not to be marshal the Putin, not to be marshal the Putin into Znus Grot. And as a matter of fact, you see, it's not when Gemara says, that Ike Putin in the Kilo after the Rot in the Sarah Salvador, does it mean that the race is royal sent to such a low level? I mean, that they would enjoy the opportunity of committing Znus Grot. I mean, it's inconceivable. I mean, even nowadays, when the morality of the Bnei Yisrael, I mean, so low, I mean, one couldn't say that they are waiting for an opportunity, I mean. But the Pshat is this, once the Malchus is gazer at Zera of the boy of the head of this in itself, when a Malchus is gazer such a Zera, that demoralizes. That has a tendency to demoralize all the Bnei Yisrael. Once there is a Malchus, the Malchus takes you there. So then, even women who are not Putins and who haven't been Putins, all their life were these twins, but on account of such a thing as a Malchus, some Jewish women might become demoralized to such an extent. As a result of the thing as a Malchus, that's why there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Why is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Why just to show the goyim? Who is interested in the goyim? It's to realize the chizuk in the hearts and the minds of the Jews and the Jewesses. So anyway, the Gemara says, the Chachomim cannot make a declaration that the Yeshisha is insubordinate in the Tanakh of Bible. Because as a result of this declaration, combined with the Tanakh of Malchus, so that might instill, have chaos in the hearts of some Jewish women who have been adhering to tzniyas in the course of years, as a result of the Gzeiras HaMalchus, combined with the declaration by the Chachamim, a woman is raped, she's a terrible Bible. So then, some Jewish women will become Christians. On account of the pressure of the Gzeiras HaMalchus, it's not Chas V'Sholem that without the Gzeiras HaMalchus, there will be Jewish women who will think so low as to do it because. But because of the pressure by the Malchus, so some Jewish women might become completely demoralized and they will do it the Rotsun and they'll tell their husband that they were raped. So this discussion is Mishum Putin's in order to prevent a Mishum for the potential Putin. When the Gemara says Putin, it doesn't mean Putin. There are no Putin. Potential Putin. So, in order to prevent the mixture for the potential Putins among the Bnei Yisrael, so we should let the Tznuyis be killed? No, that's no kashya. That's no kashya. If they would have been of Ma'avid Atmodas, then we couldn't say, in order to prevent laxity and devalorization among the potential Putins, so we should let the Tznuyis get killed. but there'll be mitzvah to mitzvah. It will not be with the ideal motivation. So there'll be mitzvah to mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem Shomer Mitzvah. Kiddush Hashem Shomer Mitzvah is already mitzvah. I mean, that's the pshat. Now, how does this say? Amy Forrest, you read that. I just want to go over the pages. Amy Forrest, the poet for Habitlis, he should read Sakone, or Amy. But my comma, I'm Sakone, they were Habu Nima, who made the same. He came mighty shaman. We should put in Jafu with our Shino who gave the shore. We master of Shire. He got the Tnuni Sabu, the master of Shire. So the first Kashi is not a strong Kashi. Because Kashi City takes us apparently assume that the Tnuni, the Putins, who are ready to sink into princess. They will sink into princess even if the Chachamim will not make this declaration. That's the English city. But it's not Murcha. The Rashi city is no Rashi Shoah. Bnei Yisrael, even the weakest among them, even the Bnei Yisrael who are at the lowest head of morality, are not to be suspected of sinking so low. Even in face of the pressure by the mountains. But when they see that the Chachamim themselves are so little, they declare a married woman who is late with her virus is not in heaven. That's how they will rationalize. So in other words, there are no putties in Klaus. Well, there are no putties. There are potential putties in Klaus as a result of the pressure by the mountains. So there are some women who are potential putties. And as long as the Chachamim do not give any appearing, so then they will not, in face of all the pressure by the Malchus, they will not sing so low. But when they hear an open declaration, the Chachamim says, any woman who is raped is mitaras l'bayor, they'll start rationalizing. And then they'll say, not so bad. You see, even the Chachamim are very liberal. So, they can be more liberal, more permissive than the Chachamim. You don't expect them to be as stringent as the Chachamim. So, I mean, that's the psychology that will motivate someone. So, that's it's not a simple question. And then, boy, we should put this Yamichu Haaretz at least. So the answer is, no. On the contrary, I think that from this thesis it's a riot, the thesis agrees with the Shittes Rambam. And furthermore, that the thesis Shitte is that where the Halacha is Yaber Val Yehoreh, so then even in respect to riot, if the Halacha is because of Karka Elam, that it's Yaber Val Yehoreh, or because of Ramitam Shitte, because Biyasakul Tehi is Behemo, so it's Yaber Val Yehoreh, so the Melee is not allowed to be. That's why Jesus says the Kashi. The Chimishim Putis Yamichu Haaretz Atznuyis. And if it's so there, to make Lebed, so the Chachamim should refrain from making a declaration that will save the Tznuyis life because of the Putis of the Nichol, all right, would be their responsibility. We cannot be worried about the potential Putis when it's a question of saving the life of the Tznuyis. Elo Hochatosh, the Ritresh Mudein is short. וכיבי דורק את הקונה אמי ומיכו ביודם חכומי ובשם אם משום פוטית ומיכו ביודם אילה משלך Now this statement is such a strange thing. So the way it appears on the surface so things that she can do more or less can touch we read them through the Inshot according to Rashi and most of the Shein the Lord and the Lord most of the Shein the more Eskachi is in the Inshot who wants the Chachomi to make a declaration that it's Yavel Al Yore so that it's no evil not doing this in everything so And if the story is not in the heaven itself, so there won't be any sakone. So why did the price say Mishum Sakone when the price say Mishum Eishelich? Not Mishum Sakone. But Jesus Pshat is not. The reader is really sure. So they will see Saul the Demis. When the headman says to the woman, listen, if you fight back, I'm going to kill you. So then, she's not supposed to fight back. And the melee, and she's not even allowed to fight them. Not even allowed to fight them. Because of the Shittes Rambam, that's where it's your Lo Yave, it's Yave Val Yehoreh. So what is the matter that you does, if you listen every, and even respect the Arayas. So basically she thinks like that. It's a big critic. But even respect the Arayas, if it's a big situation, where there is no Halacha of Yehoreh Lo Yave, but of Yave, Tave Val Yehoreh. So the melee, she's not allow it to be Mitzvah Nefesh Hashem. So Mele, the Kashi is, why did the Chachomim stop getting married on Tuesday? Because they should have stopped, they should have forbidden any Jewish woman in Psula to get married on Wednesday. They should have told her you have to get married only on Wednesday. You cannot get married on Tuesday because you'll be able to on it. But what will the women say? But if we get married on Wednesday, so then it will be late. All right. So it will be good for you if the Hamas will force it. It's a very strange thing. So that means there is Machlokes Rishayim where the one is allowed to put himself in a situation where later on he'll be forced to be Mechal Shabbos because of Kachim. So there's a Machlokes Rishayim. There are some Rishayim who say that even the Mokei Mitzvah, one is not allowed to put himself in a situation where later on he'll have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Kachim. That's the Shita of the Rashbam Beis. But the Shita of the Balamoya is a Machlokes between Pachas and Shleish Yomim. Kingdom of Shabbos. We must read in this, you know, Pachas Mishnei Shiyom in Kingdom of Shabbos. Why? So the many choices. So the Shabbos of Amoya is because if you are married with the sailboat, we are dealing with the sailboat, not our boat. So in Melee, he'll have to be in the Chal Shabbos. It will be the Hebe'ah because of Gach Nefesh in the midst of the high seas. But Pachas Mishnei Shiyom in Kingdom of Shabbos is not allowed to be machlis himself into a tchiyah of the ground. So, but if he's dominating, if it's in Siyash or Mitzvah, so then he's allowed. So we'll say the case of Shita is that the reason is why he takes the Gemara as a kasha, the Midrash is very really short, that when the headman forces her to submit to him, otherwise he'll kill her. So then she has to submit to him, now to him. So mainly because of that, there is no heter for her to get married on Tuesday and any other than Wednesday. So why? So that means you're not allowed to be either at Akonis Chachomim in order to save yourself from Yisrael's new sedition. So that, assuming that this shita means that there is no Yisrael to be machis oneself into a tree of the Kach Nefesh, there is no Yisrael, but that there shouldn't be any Yisrael to do in Maise whereby he'll be forced into rape the next day? It's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. Then, first of all, Teisa Shite in Shabbos that even though the Gemara says, Inimen Yodom Hateki Sheiske Haveiho, so that is only if the Haveiho is a Bishayah. So one is not allowed to do a Nisa Kao in order to be Matzi or his Chaver from a Nisa Chaver. But if the Chaver is anonymous, it's Tzatzot. So then one is allowed, because Reuven is allowed to do a Nisa Kao in order to prevent somebody else from a Nisa Chaver. Because of that, so Tisha says, so it was Muter to be Mishachir, Chetzi Shifchot, Chetzi Baschirin, because she was enticing people is news. So, and they see she was exerting pressure upon people for news, so they were considered as ksatanus. So even ksatanus, they were not a Muslim, that's all we have to clear hoshis, to resist the temptation. Still, so because of that, they say that the Odin was allowed to be either Anissa the Reis and Anissa Kao in order to be Matsil the Rabbi from news, which is Anissa Kao. So, like a scam of the Hammer. If Reuven is allowed to do a Nisakal, in order to be Matzil Shimen, from a Nisakomo, Allah has come over Hamo, that the same person, that Reuven himself will be allowed to do a Nisakal, in order to be Matzil himself, from a Nisakomo, how does things say? Reuven is very sorry, and the Chachomim should declare to all the women, you get married on Wednesday. Don't get married on Tuesday, your behavior is a Kodesh Chachon. Your behavior is a Kodesh Chachon. So, get married on Wednesday. But then, what might happen, and will happen, that the headman will tell her, if you don't submit to me, so then I'll kill you. So you submit to the headman. All right, it's Yadav al Yoy, but to do a mindset that will be confusing to us, Kashmir Shalom, how can Taisa say such a thing? It's inconceivable. Taisa Shite is, in all Shas, in Shabbos, in Gittin, in Bava Basra, that we say Chateikin Sheiske Chaveicho, as long as the Chavel is not a Bishayah. So Achas Kamavi, so even Nisa the Reise, so Rubin is allowed to do a Nisa the Reise himself to save Shimon from a Nisa Chomo. Because of that, the Shechonor passes that if certain going missionaries are trying to grab away somebody's daughter into Shema, you know, so then he's allowed to be Mechal Shabbos and do all the Roches the Reise in order to save his daughter. It doesn't mean his daughter. It can be another Jew's daughter also. So, Mishon Su, Lehitzi, and Pitei, and Hawadas, Harimuta, and Hawa Shabbos, who Yoksi, and Hosu, and Tro, till Hatzel, and Pitei. It doesn't mean that to his Pitei, it doesn't make any difference. His Pitei, somebody else's Pitei. So, why? So, the Yosef explains it on the basis of Teisa Shite, that if the Havel is not a Bishayah. So, if they want to Shmav, a grown-up person, so it's a Bishayah, why does, if the daughter is already grown-up, she shouldn't let herself become pregnant. But if she's young, so she's not a Bishayah, what can she do? So then, it's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, because Chil Shabbos, 1,000 times, is a Nisakal, relative to Shema. So, one person is allowed to do a Nisakal, in order to be matzil another person, another Jew. That one person is allowed to do a Nisakal now in order to avoid doing the Nisakal later on. Now, as a matter of fact, the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer Machne Yisrael for the soldiers in the Russian army. That book should be translated in English. I think it was translated in some way. So, the Chofetz Chaim mentions the situation. Let's say he's in the Russian army, that was the Tsarist town in those days. And they are forced to do the loche, otherwise they will be court-martialed. Court-martialed means shot. So it's because nefesh, it's onus. So of course he's allowed to be Michal Shabbos. If the alternative will be court-martialed. But suppose there is a situation Friday night, the sergeant there, the commander, asks for volunteers to walk, let's say, 20 miles. And those who walk 20 miles will be spared the regular work. Now, regular work involves limited walks. Walking 20 miles involves at most a lot of the rights of Chutzpah Trum, but it's not in Sakkot, it's not in some sense. So, of course, walking Chutzpah Trum is a Nisakal relative to right manship. So, the question is, the Chaim discusses whether a certain soldier is allowed to volunteer for walking 20 miles Friday night, in order to avoid being forced tomorrow afternoon into writing and cooking and doing all kinds of other. All we say, right now he's not forced to walk Christmas home. He's asked to volunteer, but, and then later on, if he doesn't volunteer, so he won't have to walk Christmas home. But, and he won't have to do any more. But next morning, he'll be forced, so then to be to Kachnet, so be anonymous at the time. So, the Chofetz Chaim passes that if it's a Nisa the Rabbanon, so he should volunteer. If it involves him, definitely Nisa the Rai, so he should not volunteer. Why? Because there is a Machlech of the Shein. Not all the Shein agree with Taisa Shite, that in the case where the other Jew, is not the Shea, so then one Jew is allowed to do a Nisa Kal in order to be Matzil, the other Jew from his home. So, but all the Shein agree, and the Chofetz Chaim also assumes, that where it's a question only of Nisan Rabbonon, so of course you're allowed and you are mechuyev to do a Nisan Rabbonon now in order to be matzel yourself from being forced to do a Nisan Raise later on. So how can, but it's a shite, in all of Shas means that you are allowed to do a Nisan Kal de Raise now in order to save another Jew later on from Nisan Chomo, as long as the other Jew is not a Bishayah. So like Haskamo de Chavo, to do a Nisakal now in order to save himself on Nisakal. Allah has come with Hamlet, according to David Shita. How can David say such a thing? And then I have another question. I mean, it's impossible. I'm sorry, I mean, even though, I mean, everybody assumes that that's a shikhet, but it's inconceivable that they should say such a shikhet. It's inconceivable. In other words, the Chachamim should tell the Jewish women, don't get married on Tuesday. You will be violating the Takonot. But instead, you get married on Wednesday, and then the Hagel falls your whole life in the Kachet. So put yourself in such a situation, and then it doesn't make sense that that should be Tesha Shikhet. We see in the Gemara that the Chachamim, that it's mutar to dispense with the Takonot of Tunis way. In case of any hardship situation, let's say hardship situation of Asset Momay, or with Sartuoboli, you'll take away the food, big deal, I mean, you take away the food. I mean, can you compare this hardship with the hardship of being raped? I mean, it's not even in the category of being compared, or not even being contrasted. Or, in the case of Venice, of me, some of Hosni, or you, Shal Kalo, and the knowledge of scale is such a big thing. So the Shulio believes it, so what? So he believes it. So even in case of such a hardship situation, we dispense with the Takon of Israel. So you're not going to dispense with the Takon of Israel in case of Hasbi Sholem. Wait! I mean, it's impossible. And then something else. There is a more exotic. So there are all kinds of chapters, it cannot be understood scripturally. So the Rif mentions in the name of Rasrina Goyen, what does it mean? Amoretz doesn't mean an ignorant Jew, and Amoretz means one who is spoiled by others, who is misaltered in sin. So the Gemara is saying, if the Gemara is a sapir, the new son shall have Amoretz, those who do not care for the mitzvahs at all. If a Jew doesn't care for the mitzvahs at all, he can sink such so low that it might reach such a situation that it will be mutter to kill him by not a Polish Chalim Shabbat. Because if he doesn't care for the mitzvahs at all, he might sink so low that he will be ready for Hanar Amroso in a Polish Chalim Shabbat. Hanar Amroso, Hanar Sochet, and the Talochim is meeting a Tzir in Ashi. So that's the more information. Again, the Hekesh between Arayas and Rizich. So, now the Hekesh means that by the Tzeach is also Mitzvah Tzeach Nachim. But by Arayas, so it's impossible. Very Mishialo. Ho Deish Mishialo, Afil Binachim Shalom. Afil Binachim is Matsiri. The Tzorako Very Mishialo. Ho Deish Mishialo, Matsiri. Afil Binachim is already. So if somebody tries to rape in Aram Rosso, so every Jew is Mechuyev to save in Aram Rosso. Even if he has to kill the pursuer. So, the Gemara says that it's allowed, it's Buddha to kill the pursuer. But the Gemara doesn't say in Sanhedrin that he might on Shabbos or on Hebrew, it's Buddha to do it. This the Rif says in Sofit, in the name of Rasul Egoi. So, in other words, so we see that the halacha of any Shialo, Hoyesh Shialo Matsil, in Afil Binachi, implies even on Shabbos, even if somebody is ready for Hanar Amoros. And Shabbos, so it's a mitzvah for every Jew, every bystander. If it's possible to save the Aram Rosso by killing the rei, to kill the rei, even on Shabbos. But it involves a mitzvah for every besides the mitzvah for so as far as the mitzvah for every so it's highly, all right, that's the mitzvah for but as far as the mitzvah for every so that's the mitzvah for every Mishiel, how the Mishiel Mishiel of Matzili, even Shabbos, in Kippur, in other words, that are solid. Of an Aram Rosso from Ines of Znus